And now, it's time for the Grand Canyon University Sports Report, Arizona's private university since 1949, only with Kevin McCabe and friends on The Fan, AM 1060.
It's 11:26 on a Thursday. You know the big boy sky. You know the destination, appointment radio, and now appointment education. It's Grand Canyon University, 33rd Avenue in Camelback. Not just that quiet little campus on the west side. It's blowing up thanks to a great education, a new arena that's on its way up, and outstanding academia and athletics, including the women's soccer team. And we're kicking it with the women's soccer team. They're coming off an unbelievable year. And joining us now, we're double-teaming here. Not only their head coach, Steve Gill, but the PacWest Conference Player of the Year and my new girlfriend, Marina Nesik. Gang, it's Kevin McCabe. How are you guys today?
Fantastic.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, good. Hey, now, Marina, I want you to hang back. First, let me ask, Marina, do you remember me? I was over there announcing the boys' game. Do you remember we had a little romance going, didn't we?
Yeah, I do remember.
All right, well, hold on.
It seems like it was like yesterday.
Okay. All right, hang on just a minute here. Usually it's girls first, but we're going to let Stevie go first here, so I'm going to have you hold with me. Hey, Stevie, great run here. 11-5-1, second place in the PacWest. How proud are you of these young women, these ladies, how they took it to another level this year?
I tell you, I'm so proud of these girls. I mean, they worked exceptionally hard, and they did a great job. Hey, and what do you mean, romance? McCabe, you're too old for Marina.
Hey. Never, never, never. I'm married with five kids. And anybody who listens, they know. But she's and I'll ask you about her in a minute, because I say this, and I love Kyle Siliento, too. Unbelievable talents and
sure.
abilities. But what was key this year, Stevie? Because you've been there now 3 years. This is your team, and you continue to build, and it gets bigger and better every year. What was key this year for this team?
Sure. I mean, there was a couple of key players in addition to. I mean, we brought in 18 new players this year, so it was a totally new squad, to be quite honest with you. And with players like Marina and Mika and the goalkeeper Steph Phillips. I mean, we just had a talented squad.
Yeah, you talk about Steph Phillips. She's one of my girls too. She's from Corona del Sol.
Mm-hmm.
We won the newcomer of the year in the Nets. How important is that in the game of soccer to build out from the goaltender out and have such great net minding?
Oh, I mean, it's imperative. It's imperative that we have a goalkeeper back there that's comfortable, that's confident, and she's both of those and more. She had a fantastic season.
I'm so excited for her. Welcome home to her. You mentioned a couple of the other players. Who maybe surprised you that you brought in or came in and you said, okay, and all of a sudden, wow. Maybe even more so than you even thought or imagined. Somebody that maybe surprised you or maybe an unsung hero this year for this team.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I think Sasha Scott in the midfield, she's from California, she's out of Los Angeles, she's a wonderful player. And she came in ridiculously fit this year, and she did a fantastic job. Of course, Marina Nesic, which is on the other line, she's a great player. And she hadn't played for us the last two seasons because she was out, and she'd only played 8 games this year. But what a star. She did a fantastic job.
Yeah, and I was going to add, that's why you're great for radio. You segue right into this because she's something special from Serbia. She's battled injuries, the knee injuries, the surgeries, the rehab, and she continues to fight back and come back. How special, not only a talent, but a young lady, the whole package that Marina Nesik has been for you?
Yeah, she's a coach's dream. I mean, she's got a fantastic attitude. She's got a wonderful work ethic, and she scores goals, so she makes me look like a half-decent coach, you know? So that's always a good thing.
Love those kind of people. All right, I'm going to put you on hold because I'm going to ask you about recruiting and what's
sure.
ahead for your team, and bring on Marina right now if we could. Marina, how's everything going over there at Grand Canyon? Are you done with finals? You have finals this week.
Well, I'm almost done. I'm actually leaving this Saturday. I'm going to Utah. I'm taking a little break.
What's
going to snow. But, yeah, my finals were done already. So I tried to get it done earlier so I can just enjoy, you know, Christmas and stuff. So, yeah, school is great.
Well, I know you're a really good student. And I looked at how you're from Serbia, Grand Canyon yeah. University here in West Phoenix. How did the story, tell me the story. How did you wind up here? What was the secret? What brought you out here?
Well, I always, when I was back home, I always, you know, had dreams of coming out here and playing because it's a great system. You know, I can do school and I can play soccer as well. I can work. I can do all those things. So, you know, I always wanted to do that. But Grand Canyon, particularly because Peter Drakšin, he's from Serbia, mm-hmm. and he used to be a women's soccer coach here. So I had some people know him from back home, and that's how it started. But I mean, after that, Stevie took over and basically brought me out here and really helped me out a lot. So I really appreciate that. And, yeah, here we go. I'm here.
We're so excited to have you. So excited. Now, Peter Drakšin, does he still speak Serbian? Can you speak with him at all, or has he lost it all?
Yeah, well, he can. Sometimes he makes mistakes, you know, and I tease him about it. But it's fine, you know. He hasn't been home for a while. So, but, yeah, of course, he speaks Serbian. You know, he's born out there, so...
It's great. You'll have to teach me now because we're falling in love here a little bit now. Hey, I mentioned she's Marina Nesic. She was the player of the year. I mentioned the injuries earlier, a bunch of knee surgeries and battles. Explain to people how many have you gone through, how many surgeries, how crazy has this been for you?
Well, it's been crazy, and it's definitely been frustrating. But then at the same time, I have grown so much as a person. You know, you get to be stronger and learn through it and, you know, but yeah, I actually had both ACLs on my left and on my right knee, and then I just had a scope done a month ago when I got injured on a BYU game, and it wasn't the last surgery. It wasn't my right knee that scope. It wasn't a big deal, you know. It took me maybe like 3-4 weeks to recover, but since our season is too short, and I kind of missed almost 8 games, and you know, I was kind of sad for it, but. It's still okay. I still have 2 more years to play, and I'm really excited for that. And I can't really wait to go for that next year. So,
how excited are you as to how far this team has come? Even in the 2 years you've been here in the limited action, how much you've even seen the team grow as a team, and how much better they've gotten?
Oh, we're definitely going into the right direction. We are making a huge progress. Comparing 2 years ago when I came here, it's definitely different story in a positive way, and Stevie's doing a great job recruiting, bringing some great players, so I mean, it's much better, and girls got closer, which means we're having a better team chemistry, and it's really important, you know, for the team. If you want to be one of the top teams, you have to have that as well, so not just, you know, soccer skills quality, but we're having some good people on our team, and I love my teammates. Well, most of them are going to stay here, but also the people that are coming in, you know, I know they're going to be good. So it's, you know, we'll get there next year. I think it's our year. And then even the year after that, we can only do better things from now on. So I'm actually really excited.
We're talking to Marina Nesic, and Stevie Gill's on hold. We'll get back to him in 1 minute here. What did you get for winning the PacWest Player of the Year? Did they give you a new car or a watch? what did you get for that?
No, I wish. I still didn't get my piece of paper. I actually got one for the Player of the Week, and okay. I think, I don't know, what was it, honorable mention or something? I don't think I got my, you know, PacWest paper for being Player of the Year. But, I mean, honestly, I didn't care about it.
I'm giving you a hard time. I'm giving you love.
I know you are. So,
hey,
it's okay.
How much, then, final question, then I'm going to put Stevie back on.
Uh-huh.
Playing soccer, you know, I saw you at the men's game, and you see Kyle Saliento and all the men's players. There's basketball going on there. There's volleyball. How much do you love the sports over there and the small campus, how much everybody supports everybody else in all the sports?
Oh, I love it. I enjoy the sports. As you were able to see me, I'm, you know, all the time at the men's games, and I have opportunity to work at the sports information department. So I deal with athletes on a daily basis, and then I work most of our games, you know. And I honestly enjoy it a lot. And I do love small campus and small environment, you know, even the classes and stuff like that. It really, it's unique, and it's, for me personally, you know, since I haven't had experiences of big college campuses, this is just a perfect fit for me. So I do enjoy it.
Well, we love having you here. And do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't.
Okay, good. Then we still have a chance. Hey, Marina, I say I love you because I love what you're doing over there, and I love the passion you bring for sports and for Grand Canyon, and I wish you the best. I wish you a Merry Christmas. We're going to put...
Well, thank you.
Okay.
You too.
And we'll see you again soon. Stevie, you still there?
Still am.
Wonderful young lady, and I think it's great. The recruiting trail now, it never ends for you guys. Where does it take you around the world? Do you get videotapes from young women around the country, the world? What's the next step for taking this program to the next level?
Yes, we're going global, Kevin. Yeah. Absolutely. No, I mean, we get players from all over the place wanting to come to Phoenix. Number one, it's a beautiful city, and Grand Canyon University in particular, as Marina had indicated. I mean, it's a fantastic small campus. There's a lot of stuff going on. I mean, it's just a great place to be. So, yeah, we get it from Africa, from Australia, from the UK, from, you know, Mexico. It's just, yeah.
And even from Mesa.
From Sunny Mesa, that's right.
Sunny Mesa and Tempe. Well, Stevie, wonderful job. I love what you're doing, how you're building the foundation for future national champions over there. And continued success to you. You have a Merry Christmas, my friend, okay?
Thank you. Hope Santa's good to you.
Oh, I know he will be. Great stuff, great people. And, we joke. You listen to this program. You know, that's the way we but she is a wonderful talent. Gang, she was off the chart. She won Player of the Year, missed 8 games because of the knee surgery. She had the scope. But just a brilliant player from Serbia came over here and joined Peter Drakson, who the longtime coach over there at Grand Canyon University. And now Drak is just handling the men's team, and Stevie Gill doing an unbelievable job with the women's team. And just great to hear. And I'm excited they've got a lot of local players, club soccer players from here in Arizona who are continuing their education and playing collegiately there at Grand Canyon University. And I wish them well. I think it's a unique, fun story that's not – you're not going to find anyone on any other sports station in town, not even find it in the Arizona Republic, that we can give you this knowledge and the opportunity for these young men and women. 22 intercollegiate sports over there, women's soccer, one of them. They're blowing up. You can go on GCULopes.com and get all the information. A couple of other notes before you let you go, and this is just to express how much this is blowing up there. The women's basketball team is on fire. Trent May and the women's basketball team, first time in their 22-year history of the school, they're now ranked 21st in the country, Division II. They're balling over there. An awesome job for Trent May and his young ladies. R.C. LaHaye, unbelievable wrestling coach. Unbelievable. And his wrestling program has climbed to number 11 in the country, Division II. They went toe-to-toe with ASU to start the season. They fared well. They competed. Now they'll host the GCU Duels January 1st, so keep an eye on that if you've got young people wrestling in your high school. Say, you know what? You can rest. You know, ASU's got, they have what they have. Dramatic, unbelievable program. But this is a program that is on the rise and on the come, and I'm just excited for them. They're R.C. LaHaye and his wrestling program. Plus, I wear my Grand Canyon University wrestling hat to school in the morning, and nobody messes with me. The women's golf team is now ranked 4th in the country. Yeah, okay. So, ASU women's golf, they're now recruiting from all over the world. Okay, Grand Canyon University. I can stay at home. I can play the best courses in the country, get great coaching, and be ranked 4th in the country. Great opportunity to continue playing. This is what they've got going on at Grand Canyon University, and they're headed for the championships in Sedona in February. I got to see if they'll invite me up for that. I just need to go up there. I probably need to play the course beforehand and maybe tee it up and watch the event there in Sedona coming up in January. So Grand Canyon University Sports Report, just a reminder. You're hearing about it. Maybe there's a lot of new winter visitors that are here in town. They're going, yeah, where's this at the Grand Canyon? Must be awful cold up there. No, 33rd Avenue and Camelback Road, uptown Phoenix is what it is. It's uptown, the north end of town. Not even the north end of town, just up north. Camelback Road, gang. It's downtown, really, 33rd Avenue. They're putting in a new 5,000-seat sports arena over there that will host basketball, wrestling, volleyball. And a great opportunity. All their games are free this year. If you want to go out and watch men's basketball, who've really putting together women's basketball, maybe you've got kids and you want to expose them to that, they're free. Free. And so what a great opportunity, and we wanted to give them plenty of love at Grand Canyon University. Don't forget, coming up next, it's Bob Kemp in the Sports Zone. We'll get a preview of his show, a jam-packed Thursday, as is always the case, even more so because he spent the night watching John Lennon tribute, so I can't wait to see what he's got in his show today. He'll talk some Suns basketball, Diamondbacks, get his feelings and thoughts about Henry Blanco, an opportunity of a veteran catcher backing up Miguel Montero, showing him the ropes. What a concept. What a unique kind of something McCabe suggested a couple of years ago. We'll get his thoughts about that coming up. Also, the Arizona Cardinals and QB or not QB, that is once again the question. We'll get his thoughts, get a preview of the National Football League, including a big game tonight between the Texans and the Colts. It may be over for either of these teams, in their hopes of making the playoffs tonight on a Thursday night here, first week of December. We'll get his thoughts and feelings about that next on the Fan AM 1060. We are the voice of the fans. No Rock and Mnuch today. Rock is up and Mnuch getting the colonoscopy. Doc, you're going to... Never mind. It's a proper procedure that needs to be done for adult
matters. I'm not coming.
Yes, I know. I've been there. I've done that.